T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined now live by Aaron Katursky, who is talking about not the thing that everyone else is talking about that's going on in Washington. Aaron, it seems like even though this is a huge topic, it's flying a little bit under the radar. The Supreme Court to make a decision regarding DACA, something that's been talked about now for years.
Well, I don't know if it's flying under the radar with the dozens of people that camped out overnight in the rain in order to bear witness to the arguments today, because the lives of some 700,000 young people are at stake if the president gets his way and is allowed to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, this program that shields from deportation all of these young people who were brought to the country illegally as children, but who were given a reprieve under the Obama administration. And the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today that could determine their fate. It was a signature policy from the Obama administration, and the Trump administration has been trying to end it now for 2 years.
So the court is hearing arguments, but not expected to make a decision, right?
Not an immediate decision today, Susan. That'll probably come sometime in June. But the arguments center on whether the president and his advisors followed proper procedure when they sought to end DACA. And this is, I think, another historic milestone before the public impeachment hearings that Brian referenced, across the street. And the justice's decision will determine whether these young immigrants who came of age in the United States but who do not have permanent legal status are allowed to continue to live and work in this country. And even President Trump has seemed conflicted about the decision. In 2017, after he ordered an end to DACA, he tweeted, "Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military?" And so a question is, if the justices side with the Trump administration and say that he can end DACA, how will the program get unwound, and will the president actually follow through?
A lot of talk around this has also revolved around the potential for new legislation to come forward, a sort of a new DACA through Congress. Is there any movement on that at all?
Yeah, I mean, Brian, you referenced it right at the outset of our conversation. Congress is so preoccupied right now with the impeachment inquiry, it doesn't seem like there's any, legislation that's possible. But that's always been the hope of the so-called dreamers whose lives are affected by the program. They know that doing something by executive order is precarious, as President Obama did when he instituted DACA. And so the hope is that even if the justices decide that the president can end the program, that Congress will find a way to unwind it in a manner that will allow them to stay in the country, and that perhaps would lead to a legislative fix. But that seems to be a tall order these days in Washington.
All right, Aaron, you will be in the courtroom, right?
Yeah, I'm going to head to the courtroom shortly, and we'll hear the arguments. And the arguments are about the Administrative Procedures Act. So, it could be a little dull. The emotion has all been in the briefs and in the protests leading to this moment, but the arguments themselves center on whether the president and his advisors effectively followed administrative procedures by giving a reason for ending the program, and not just because of some animus toward Mexicans that the plaintiffs have cited, citing the president's own words on the campaign trail.
All right, Aaron Katursky, live in Washington this morning. The fate of DACA, or the so-called dreamers, in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.